forecast today continues to bring back rain across the region. It was a good weekend of weather that brought on drier conditions in many areas. Some of the necessary runoff from excessive rains from weeks past took place. It wasn't one of the warmest weekends across the Midwest, but it certainly was a welcome change with abundant sunshine occurring in many areas that had been a little bit too wet previously. It wasn't completely dry. There were some storms that occurred near and south of the Ohio River. There were some storms west of the Missouri River, and overall the bottom line was generally still an improving tendency. The temperatures were mostly in the 70s and some lower 80s. We are going to see a cooler biased weather pattern occur this week across the Midwest, and as the cool front that's responsible for the cooler air settles into the region, it will generate some locally heavy rains across parts of the region, and it will turn wetter once again. The concern in the marketplace is that perhaps it's going to get excessively wet again and hurt some of the crop development production potentials. I personally don't believe that we're going to see a prolonged period of wet weather, but there will be enough precipitation for a while this week that the ground is going to be saturated, and we're going to have some concerns about the excessive moisture once again. But it's only going to last for a few days, and as we get into the weekend and next week, we should see less precipitation and somewhat warmer temperatures. That should put us back on the right track for improving the general crop conditions across a big part of the region. Certainly, there's going to be some areas that are going to be excessively wet for a longer period of time, but I do not believe that that's going to be a trend that's going to prevail all the way through the summer, causing big losses in production potential. I think it's important to stay focused on the fact that there's still a very large part of the Corn Belt that is doing extremely well with weather in general, including Iowa, portions of Minnesota, some areas in northern Illinois, and of course some of the western fringe areas are also doing fairly well. That doesn't mean we're going to have a bumper crop this year, but I just think that the focus of attention on some of the excessively wet areas may be a little bit overdone. That's easy to say if you're not a farmer that's dealing with the excessive moisture, and we certainly are not trying to minimize the significance of those areas that are excessively wet. The forecast will bring us some temperatures that are quite cool across the Midwest this week, though. Some readings today into Wednesday will end up dropping down to the 60s and 70s across the northern parts of the region, and the concern may end up shifting over to degree day accumulation, since there is a fairly good chance that the ridge of high pressure that's going to be building across the middle of the country will stay far enough to the west that a northwesterly flow pattern will continue across the Midwestern Corn Belt and keep the temperatures a little bit milder than usual as we move deeper into July. And if you're looking at some of the model data this morning, be real careful, because the 6Z GFS model run produced a ridge over the heart of the Midwest for a while during the coming week, and that is not likely to verify, in my opinion. That ridge of high pressure will likely be much further to the west. Well, the bottom line for the U.S. Corn Belt is going to be that rain and thunderstorms are going to move across the region as we move forward through this week. Some 1 to 2 and local 3-inch amounts of rain may occur in parts of the lower eastern Midwest. Some of the western areas will pick up on 2/10 to 3/4 of an inch with some isolated pockets of 1 inch or more. The precipitation will come with, as I said before, a cooler bias. But as we move into next week, we'll see a lot less precipitation, and the bottom line should be one of improvement for a big part of the region. Some of the thunderstorms that occur could produce locally heavy rain. Some minor flooding is expected as well, and there could be some hail and some damaging wind in a few cases, just simply because we've got a nice cool air mass coming in where it's warm and humid ahead of it. The situation will be closely monitored. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.